Hello, hello, Lisa here. Since you're listening to this particular podcast, I imagine you're likely a leader in the area of talent, HR, people, culture, L&D, employee experience, or OD. Are you also a talent leader who is longing for a safe sounding board to bounce ideas off of? Who's thirsty for some fresh new ideas that will actually work? Who maybe needs to influence multiple stakeholders who don't always know what they want? Maybe you're somebody who wants to get out of their own way and who's ready for expert, ongoing, and confidential mentoring. If you answered yes to one or more of those statements, then we need to talk. In addition to my group programs, I work privately with a select few clients as their talent management thought partner. I will help you, over the next 90 days, finally create the space, the intention, and the strategy to implement an initiative that's critical to your team's longer-term impact and legacy. Let's chat and see if there's a fit. Book me online at greenappleconsulting.ca/contact. Welcome to Talent Management Truths. I'm your host, Lisa Mitchell. I'm a talent management thought partner and results coach, wife, and mom. Talent management leaders are hungry to learn from their peers and want to hear about real-life talent initiatives. This podcast is for and by talent management leaders. My guests and I dig into successes, challenges, and lessons learned from a very practical, not theoretical, point of view. You'll discover important insights about how to elevate your confidence and amplify your influence in a role known for being caught in the organizational middle. I'm thrilled to have you listening. So let's get going and hear the truth about talent management today. Hello and welcome back to Talent Management Truths. I'm your host, Lisa Mitchell, and in today's solo episode, I'm taking you behind the scenes here at Green Apple Consulting. This is a bit of a sneak peek into our world and the work that we do. So I'm going to answer some questions that people ask me when I'm first getting to know them. So they're questions like, what exactly do you do again? And who are you? Who do you work with? What's it like to be an entrepreneur after all that time in the corporate world? And would you ever go back? You know, how big is your team and so on? So all these different little questions, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to put it out there and share a little bit about me that you may not know. You know, it seems like good timing on top of it to talk about my business and my team, given that this month, I'm recording in June 2022, actually on the last day, I'm celebrating the birth of Green Apple Consulting Inc. 5 years ago. You know, and I think about it and that's 5 years of business, 5 years of learning, 5 years of transformation, and what's something that I call 5 years of this strange entrepreneurial mix of heady freedom and intense vulnerability. So some of you may have been entrepreneurs before. Most of you are working in organizations, but you may kind of connect to that last description. It's not that I work more or less than I did when I was in corporate. It just feels different. It's a little scarier, but for different reasons. You don't always know where that next paycheck is coming from. So you're always trying to manage that flow. And yet I have this different kind of flexibility, particularly around my time, which is really important to me. Again, I don't work less hours necessarily, but I do work very differently. And I'll touch on that a little bit today. So let me attempt to answer some of these questions that I mentioned earlier. So I'm going to start with an easy one. Who am I? And I know many of you personally that may be listening today, but firstly, I'm a mom to my teen son, Patrick. I'm a partner to my wonderful husband, Rob. I'm a proud dog mom to our senior puppy, Jessie. She's 12. And a friend to some really amazing people who I love very much in my life. Secondly, I'm the CEO of Green Apple Consulting. That's what we're going to focus on mainly today. But thirdly, some of you may not know that I'm also a real estate investor. We own several rental properties that we take exceedingly good care of, and we treat our tenants very, very well. We property manage ourselves. I'm a stock options trader, and I'm also recently director of communications for my neighborhood association. So what can I say? I like lots of variety, lots of stuff going on. It's quite a ride some days. So how did I end up being a business owner? Because I'll tell you, it wasn't something I ever set out to do or wanted to do. I started out as a teacher. Some of you know that. And, you know, after 25 years in corporate, always in leadership roles, I decided it was time to leave 5 years ago. And I just, at the time, I was really unhappy. I was feeling bored. It's not anybody's fault necessarily. It's the business was in a
different place from when I had first come in, when it was kind of carte blanche and I was able to build everything, teams, programs, the whole kit and caboodle. And I'm not a status quo kind of person. I need variety. I need change. I need autonomy and flexibility. So, you know, I was also at a point in my career where it felt like, gee, I wonder if people might actually recognize me and the expertise that I bring after so many years. And so that's how I wound up here. And in 2017, when I started out, it was all a really vague idea. And now clearly that idea has more shape and substance. Initially, I was kind of a facilitator for hire, and I did some consulting work. I did a lot of design and development for leadership development courses for other people, for other training firms, and a little bit on my own. But during that time, I was studying to become a certified coach. And so it worked for me, you know, and I focused on networking. But now here I am, and I've got many things in place, and I'll tell you a little bit about those. Sometimes when I think about my life today, it feels like a dream, a beautiful dream, because I get to design my own days and weeks. And I take 6 weeks vacation. And I know some of you are sort of maybe gulped or don't believe me or maybe feel jealous, but that's part of what this is all about. I work really, really hard the rest of the time so that I can have that time off and come back refueled. I work only with amazing clients. I get to decide who I work with, and I choose not to work with people that aren't going to hold up their end of the bargain and do the work, as we say in coaching and consulting. That's a real freedom that I enjoy. I focus on work that gives me energy versus drains it. And that's become more and more apparent as I've hired people into my team to take on stuff that doesn't give me energy. I also, something that's really important to me, was able to escape the meetings treadmill. Now, this is something that I'm a little sensitive about bringing it up, because I know a lot of you listening are on that treadmill right now. My heart goes out to you. I know it's tough when you feel like you're not quite in control of your own time. If that's the way you're feeling, I would offer that even if you stay, there's still ways to start to gain some control back over that. It may seem hopeless, and it isn't necessarily. It's just when you're in that overwhelm and that swirl of meetings and feeling so time crunched, it can be hard to see any kind of possibility. But I can tell you that I've worked with many clients where we did get them there. So I've talked about some of the things that make being a business owner, being an entrepreneur, great in my particular situation. But I will tell you, I don't want you to think that it's all rainbows and unicorns, as they say. Sometimes it feels like a scary nightmare, not a beautiful dream. For example, back in March 2020, when the world shut down, you know, I lost thousands, tens of thousands of dollars in booked facilitation revenue in one day, one single day. Everything got canceled all the way through to the end of September, because organizations were immediately going, wow, okay, we're going home for a while. Who knew it would be 2+ years? Another time that it was really scary was my dad got sick, and he lived with me, and I took care of him, and I had to take 2 months off to deal with that. And then he passed away. And then I had to take another 2 months pretty much fully to deal with his estate and just the grief. And that put the brakes on revenue and business development, but it didn't stop my expenses. Those were still going. So that was a frightening thing. So I managed to get through it. But in the end, it's a blend really of ups and downs and a combination of these kind of dreams and nightmares. But I wouldn't change anything about the journey. I've fallen on my face a few times, and I've also soared above those clouds. You know, I've really learned a lot about myself, about business, about people. And I think I've contributed to helping make the world a better place in terms of the work I do. And I'm not trying to be braggy or less than humble. The work that I do helps other people be better in their life and at work. And that makes me feel good. So would I ever go back to corporate? Well, I would say it's unlikely, but never say never. I love what I've built and the flexibility I enjoy. And if and when that changes, I reserve the right to head right back into corporate life. So another question that I get asked is, why do I focus on talent management leaders specifically? And well, essentially, it's because I get you, because I was you. And I believe that you're really unique, because I've often said that talent leaders find themselves in a kind of strange spot in organizations. You're in that sticky organizational middle, and you're often the shoemaker's children, where you're supporting everybody else and sending them to training and setting up coaching rosters. And you may not be getting the learning, the support, the mentoring that you really want and need. And you do need and deserve support in a thought partner. The other thing that I see getting in a talent leader's way is they're often seen as the resident expert, or they were hired in as the resident expert. And so they either aren't giving themselves permission to go get that support, or others feel that they shouldn't need it, right? So there can be this feeling of needing to figure it all out yourself. So that interests me, that intrigues me. I feel like that's not fair. And so I want to do something about it. So that's another reason why I focus on people like you. The other thing too, and this is really, really critical, and I really want you to tune into this piece. You, as a talent management HROD learning people leader, you are multipliers. So it's this idea of when you're supported, then all of those people, those hundreds, thousands of people that are depending on you for support, oh my goodness, when you're properly set up for success, then you can help them be at their best. So this is a huge domino effect and a multiplication sort of exponential effect. So I figure let's you know, take it one step further. When I support talent leaders, they're better positioned to support the many. So all of this impacts on organizational well-being, engagement, productivity, diversity, equity, inclusion, all of those things. So it makes me feel good, because at this point in my life and career, having a purpose in my work is more important than ever before. And I know many, if not most of you, are resonating with that right now. So seeing all of that potential with talent leaders really informed my mission, my company's mission, which is to transform the working lives of 10 million North American professionals by unlocking the potential of talent management leaders. So I'm very proud of that statement. It took me a while to kind of get there, to nail it down, and now it really, really makes sense for me. So let's move on to another question. So who is on my team? You know, am I all by myself behind the microphone in my little home office? Well, a lot of the time I am. And when I first started out, I was everybody on the team. I did it all. And that's kind of tough when you've been used to managing big teams and you had people who were expert in different things. But over those 5 years, it's changed. So I've evolved, my company's evolved. So now I get to work with some really stellar people who are experts, and I'm not all alone. So I have my virtual assistant, Colleen, who's fantabulous. She does things like schedule my social media and newsletters. She books and supports podcast guests and updates my website and keeps things running. I have my podcast producers, Emily and Calais, fantastic. My business coach, Sheila Cummins, who I adore. My accounting team. I have my accountability partner, Olivia. And, you know, then there's some very talented coaches and facilitators that I collaborate with when I need to scale up for bigger projects, either, you know, for their companies or for my own. Speaking about projects and you know, the work that I do for clients, what is it that I do exactly? There's that question I get asked by people, especially when I tell them about talent management. A lot of people outside of our domain, they don't really know what that means, even HR or learning or employee experience. So it's sort of mysterious for a lot of people that aren't in it. So let me dig into what I do. So don't worry, by the way, I'm not going to get into detail about my property management duties or my chief laundress duties and, you know, that kind of thing. I'm just going to focus on what I do here at Green Apple Consulting. So in a nutshell, I'm a thought partner and I'm a champion for talent management leaders and the companies you serve. So there's several ways that I do that. So for one, I provide a podcast. So thought leadership content for you to enjoy and learn from. You're listening to it right now, Talent Management Truth. So it's for and by talent leaders. And it's where we get to dig into the different learnings, different challenges and best practices in our space across industry. And, you know, I started that back in October 2021, and we're now almost to 45 episodes. And wow, it's one of my favorite things to do in my business. I get to have these incredible conversations with people. Now, I also offer free monthly talent talks, and this is where you can come and meet and chat meaningfully, okay? Not just sort of awkward network chat at a conference, but you can chat meaningfully with like-minded peers around relevant and essential topics. And they're 1 hour, they're quick in the morning, they fly, there's breakouts and large group discussion, and people love them. So really, really thrilled with how those are going. I also offer private one-on-one and group coaching. My specialty is really focusing on clarity and results. I figure, you know, there's no point going into a coaching engagement if you're not looking for results. So I really help clients get clarity around their goals, how they're going to measure those goals, and stay accountable to them over time. Now, one thing I should note too is my private coaching. I don't work solely with talent management leaders, so I will tell you that, because part of supporting those leaders is supporting their organizations. So I'm supporting sales leaders, marketing, you know, CEOs, people in operations, customer service, all over the place. I'm not niche down in that particular area, because a good coach is going to help, doesn't have to be an expert in a particular area. They have to know how to help their client be the expert and tap into their own resourcefulness. All right, moving on. So in terms of thought partner work, so again, outside of our space, I find some people are kind of like, what does that mean? Well, it simply means I'm not trying to be the expert where I'm, you know, giving all the solutions. I certainly bring a whole lot of those with me, but it's this idea of working elbow to elbow with a client who could be a leader at any level, really, in the talent management space, who needs help on a one-time project, for instance, like a 5-year strategic talent plan. So over time, you know, we work together either, you know, a half day or a few 2-hour blocks, and we work through that. We puzzle through it together, and I bring my tools and I help my client tap into what they need and figure out their next steps. I also do thought partner work on a more sort of fractional talent consultant basis. So that's often for, you know, 6 months or a year. So this might be where it's a complement to an existing team where there's perhaps not enough need yet or enough budget to support a full-time seasoned expert on staff. So that kind of looks like a combination of half day or full day strategy days, you know, regular coaching, mentoring, could have team facilitations for an overall talent or learning or HR team. I really enjoy that kind of work. I design and facilitate leadership and communication development programs. So I really specialize in the art of the difficult conversation, or what I call the clear and kind conversation. So I help people figure out how to navigate those. Strategic thinking is another area that I love. I also use a wonderful assessment. Some of you are familiar with it. Either, you know, I use it with all my private client coaching, but it's called True Tilt. And I use that for self and for team awareness in workshops. So it helps people create greater agility, really, around how they want to show up and have better impact. So it helps them align their intent with their impact. It's a really powerful tool. Now, you know, my favorite part of my business, and this is one that, you know, took me a while to work towards and to develop, but I have group programs. So there's two, You Reframed and the Talent Trust. So quickly, You Reframed. The difference here is You Reframed is more of a quicker, faster paced intensive. It's not ultra fast paced, but it moves at a weekly pace over 6 weeks with small group discussions. It's truly coaching. It's not mentoring or advising. And it focuses on clarity and personal and professional goals. So this one, You Reframed, is really meant to kickstart your ability to reframe, to self-coach, and to learn what you can control through reflection and intentionality. It's a really powerful reset. It also comes with 2 private coaching calls. You can check that out on the website if you're interested. The next cohort is starting in September. Then there's the Talent Trust, which is, it's a bit of a different animal. So it's a 6-month program, and it can continue. People can re-enroll for another 6 months. So it's 6 months to a year. And it's a coach-like approach to peer learning, sharing, and mentoring. So it really leverages the power of the group, as well as giving you access to me, almost like a talent consultant on speed dial through that 6-month period. So we meet as a group every 2 weeks, and then there's also 3 private coaching sessions. So every other month approximately, where you work with me to get detailed laser focus on your initiatives and where you're getting stuck and what you need to work through. And you can always tune into episode 24 of this podcast It's called The Number One Challenge for Talent Leaders. If you are interested in the Talent Trust, it gets into a little bit more detail on what that program entails. The final question that I get asked often is, what does a typical day look like for you? Because, you know, people like to kind of visualize, I think. You know, what is that person doing all day? Is she just sitting there recording podcasts nonstop? And the answer is no. So the typical day really depends. I'm very, very intentional in how I plan and design my days and weeks. So, for instance, Mondays are design or planning and business development days. So I do have two meetings. I meet with my accountability partner and friend and with my virtual assistant briefly, but that's it. Then Tuesday through Thursday are really power days. I'm facilitating the Talent Trust or You Reframed, or maybe I'm leading a leadership workshop for a client. I'm coaching clients on Zoom. I am recording podcasts, and I'm chatting to leaders who are curious, have reached out, are looking for support, and they want to explore how I might help them. Fridays, I love Fridays. They're kind of a catch-up day, so I might have a meeting or two in the morning, but afternoons are for quiet catch-up, either for green apple stuff or personal things that I want to get done. So, you know, you can see that there's a framework, but it's very flexible, which is how I like it. Weekends are for me and my family and my friends. I rarely do any work on the weekends. And that's a real shift after 25 years of regularly doing weekend stuff. But now those are recharging time. My job is to recharge on Saturday and Sunday. So there you have it. Questions asked and questions answered. Sneak peek complete. If you're curious about how I might help you live into your true potential, let's talk. You can go to my website, greenappleconsulting.ca, click on contact, and then you can book a Clarity Catalyst call. Now, please know, there is no cost and there is no obligation. You know, this is just a conversation between professionals. I'll help you get clarity around what's going on for you, what you're needing to accomplish. I really add value in these calls. They're not just empty calls or heavy-duty sales pitches at all. I listen really actively, deeply, and I work in collaboration with you to figure out how we might work best together. All right. So thank you so much for being here today, for listening. I want to wish you a beautiful rest of your day and take care. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for tuning in. If you enjoyed the show, please share it with your colleagues. Better yet, head over to iTunes and let us know. When you subscribe and leave me a 5-star review, not only do I glow from within, but more people will learn about the show and why they should listen. Until next time, keep telling the talent management truth.